When did he die?
In 66.
Uh-huh. How old was he?
76. 86. 86.
And what church did he go to?
We were Presbyterian. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how far he went in school?
Well, about far as I did.
About 8th grade or something?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of work did he do?
Well, of course he was raised right up there on the farm.
Mm-hmm. That's the work y'all did most?
And his father, his dad, put in the sawmill one time, but he didn't like that, and he turpentined.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they liked the turpentine business better than they did the sawmill business.
Mm-hmm. What work did he do when y'all were married? With farming?
Farming and turpentining.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kept that same thing up, with me and him.
Mm-hmm.
We just went farming and got us in some land as soon as we could and rent timber, you know, around and work it or have a nigger to chip it and
mm-hmm.
dip it and haul it in. And they would steal it up there. They had a steel. The old steel is sitting down right now, that round thing. Can you see it?
Oh, that thing with the red around it?
A big round copper kettle.
Yeah. Oh, that big thing?
A big round thing like that with a neck to it. Up here.
Yeah.
That's the steel that they used to steal the turpentine.
That's big.
It is. But that's the way we live,
mm-hmm.
turpentining and farming, you know, raising hogs and cows.
Mm-hmm. What's this community like? How would you describe it?
Well, I expect it's like a lot of others. There's some of all kind of people in it.
Mm-hmm. How big is it, would you say?
Well, I don't know. This is just a scattering people living up and down the road. That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
The little town, you know, is above here, Laurel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's our little town.
Mm-hmm. What's Laurel Hill like? Is it, how big is it?
Oh, it's quite a small little old town.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. They have their little law enforcement there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they have wells down to have water pipe to everybody's house. Small town, though.
Uh-huh. You mentioned you used to see some colored people around here. Were there ever very many colored people in this area?
Well, not too many. Not too many, but they still some scattered all around and about. Every little town has its neighbor community.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel Hill has it, and Crestview has it.
How many colored people are in Laurel Hill, would you guess?
Well, there might be a few hundred up there.
Mm-hmm.
And back over here now, where I was raised, back on the river, they lived some old niggers up there. And they had been living there, them white people, all the time. Their names was Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
And they still live there.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me some about the house that you grew up in? What it was like?
Yes. Well, I have different ones, you know. The one we had over there on the river, when I first remember, it was a log house. Log house with strippings over the cracks in the logs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he went, and my father, we didn't live there too long, and he made this homestead over here, and he built a log house there.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, when my boys,